With SRN News, I'm Ron DeRockstra. Israel's military has directed the hundreds of thousands of residents in Gaza City to evacuate for their own safety and protection ahead of a feared Israeli ground offensive. Friday's directive, which comes on the seventh day of the war after a deadly Hamas attack, directs residents to flee deeper south into the Gaza Strip. Israel's directive charged that Hamas militants were hiding in tunnels under the city. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says this will be a drawn-out conflict.
There will be many difficult days ahead, but I have no doubt that the forces of civilization will win. And the reason that's true is because we understand what is the first prerequisite of victory: moral clarity.
Netanyahu says Israeli-U.S. cooperation is essential.
This is a time, a particular time, a special time, that we must stand tall, proud, and united against evil.
The flurry of directives could signal an impending ground offensive, though the Israeli military has not yet confirmed this. Also at SRNnews.com, not enough support, so Steve Scalise removed his name from consideration for the role of Speaker of the House. But the body nears a second week stuck on pause, and some Republicans urging interim Speaker North Carolina Representative Patrick McHenry to interpret his powers more broadly if that's what it takes to get the House working again. Florida's Byron Donalds offered himself as a possible new House Majority Leader, was asked why not run for House Speaker.
Right now, it's really a question for Steve and where he is. I'm not going to stand in the way of that or step over that or anything. He's got to figure out where this is going to go.
Scalise already figured that out. Now the question is, what does the House have to do? This is SRN News. Voters in Ohio getting an early say on a key abortion amendment.
In a vote being watched across the country, Ohio voters are deciding the future of abortion access in their state. On the ballot is Issue 1, a proposed constitutional amendment giving every person the right to make and carry out one's own reproductive decisions. Pro-life groups argue the amendment would jeopardize Ohio's parental consent requirements and that if approved, it would allow abortions to happen in the final stages of pregnancy. Greg Clugston, SRN News.
Florida's Attorney General will oppose putting a proposed amendment protecting the right to an abortion on next year's ballot. Her opposition comes after a petition reached enough signatures to trigger a language review by the state Supreme Court. Florida enacted a series of pro-life laws over the past two decades with Republicans controlling the governor's office and state legislature. This is SRN News. Talks have broken off between Hollywood actors and studios.
The studios say they've suspended contract negotiations, killing any hopes that the three-month strike by performers would come to an end anytime soon. The studios say they've made an offer as good as the one that recently ended the writer's strike. The actors' union says the studios are wildly mischaracterizing their offers and are bullying. Studios say the conversations are no longer moving in a productive direction, and it says the actors' proposal would cost companies an additional $800 million a year and create what it calls an untenable economic burden. I'm Donna Warder.
Sam Bankman-Fried's defense lawyer struggled through a meandering cross-exam of the FTX founder's former girlfriend Thursday, keeping both the judge and the public guessing as to his strategy in countering the testimony of the government's key witness. More details at SRNnews.com.